This will contradict a later post on Twitter that we'll get to. But hold on. Tommy of Chicago just tweeted he was generally disappointed that he was not asked to sing a theme song for that contest we had over the last couple episodes. Well, sorry about that. Tommy, I thought you were under an exclusive contract with Big Fatty. But maybe next time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Tommy, I thought you were under an exclusive contract with Big Fatty.
Rabbit, rabbit. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2177 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of June, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's Gus, Chad, Big Fatty, I Audit Content Contest.
Yes!
Hello, Brushes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your brushes today, because y'all, it's the 1st. It is the 1st of June, and y'all, that means it is time for the Gus Chad, Big Fatty I Audit content contest for the month. And y'all, to be quite honest, the entries are a little slow, but you know, you've got all month long to get your entries in to Big Fatty. You can e-ladder them, or you can put them in the Villa mailbox. And if you need that address, just send Big Fatty a note. And y'all, I've already got the prize here. And from what I understand, it's huge, just huge. And y'all, we're gonna get to that Big Fatty and an exclusive, never heard before bumper from Digger. It's true.
Make a wish.
Now, y'all, I have gotten a card from Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, I thought she had unsubscribed. Well, I don't know what she... I think she's working on her iArted submissions. But Big Fatty, I wish she'd call sometime. But y'all, it says here on the back of the envelope, and this is why I thought this might be a Father's Day card. It says Happy Patty Day, Fatty. So y'all, I'm just gonna open this up. Big Fatty, it's taped up like the skull. If I see that it's a Father's Day card, I'm just gonna stop opening it and just hold on to it. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's wise. But if it's not, you should go ahead and open it. So we're just opening it up right now, and let's just look in here. Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I don't know if this is Father's Day or not, but it says, smoke. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a kitty! let me just peek inside and see, no, it's not a Father's Day card. Okay, so it says Smokey, and Big Fatty, that's the kitty cat on the front, it's true. It says, Smokey thinks you're looking a little older, a little grayer, and a little droopier. Big Fatty, Smokey's got you down to a T. And, oh, Dick, I see. I don't know what this is. And it says, then again, Smokey licks his own butt. So maybe don't listen to Smokey. And it says, fart. Why are you opening your exiting card before your exiting celebration? Well, I didn't know it was my exiting celebration. Ugh. Well, happy exiting early. Y'all, it's 2 months early. All's good in the Bacon household. It's fun. Watching my kids grow, waiting for Smelly to erect the pool. Big Fatty, I thought she was going to get vulgar there for a second. No. I bought myself a floating cooler for the pool. Anyway, this card had fart pants written all over it, so I got it. Isn't it lame? Nowhere on this card does it mention exiting day. Take care of you. Be well. Kisses, hugs, K. Bacon. And y'all, then there's cash money and some big money. I don't understand. I don't understand either. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much. I'll take this cash money with me to Fort Lauderdale. You know, Granny and Derwin and I are leaving tomorrow morning on our way down there. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And a big Betty, can we go look at Smokey lick his butt? Yeah, y'all go over there. Oh, lick your butt, Smokey. There you have it. Smokey's licking his butt. Big Fatty, you know you'd do it too if you could.
It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June. But certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct.
And God, this one was really hard.
Okay.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven. Big Fatty, is it Woodhaven this month too? I don't know. But Digga, thank you so much. For that totally original, and I'm sure you worked for hours, days, weeks, months on the bumper for the Gus Chad I Arted contest for this month. And y'all, we're going to open up our first entry from that Baron Frosty. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You're right, I'm not. So we're going to open it up right now and see what we got here. And y'all, if I have more than one submission in here from Baron Frosty, I'm not going to do anything except one of them for today. But yeah, let's just look and see what. Oh, Big Fatty, this is exciting. And it says for the art contest, this is a painting I did a few months ago. I hope you enjoy it. Baron Frosty. Big Fatty, he actually did a painting. So let's just take a look at this. And Big Fatty, this is actually pretty good. Baron, that's lovely. It's a vision in pinks. And did you really paint that, Baron? That really is lovely, y'all. It is the picture of a lady that's got some pink hair, and this is really quite the fancy. So y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of Baron's I Arted. I guess this is an oil. This is an oil on canvas picture, and it's about 8 inches by 10 inches. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything 8 inches by 10 inches. Oh, well, hopefully there'll be some of that after Fort Lauderdale. Big Fatty, I knew you'd make it vulgar somehow, but. Baron, thank you so much. This really is absolutely fantastic. The Vader and No Bacon Show.
Big Betty, why won't she call?
I don't know, but it's No Bacon. Big Fatty!
Big everybody. It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the July.
Me? Larry, why did you hang up on old Vader?
I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, I believe your jalopy mechanical is not working properly. Big Fatty, do you think he'll call back? Well, you know, we could play that syncopated clock music and wait for him to call back. Big Fatty, that's trademarked, isn't it?
Trademark Vera Charles.
Big Fatty. Okay, I'm going to try this again. Your voicemail, it cuts out on a fat person, but it doesn't hang up the call. So you think you're on the call, and then you're not. And quite honestly, this is unacceptable behavior for your voice letters. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm in the jalopy. I'm just on the way home. It's Thursday night, and I have given the call my...
You did it again.
I did not do anything. I'm telling you, Vader, it's got to be your mechanical that just keeps hanging up. Because you know, Big Fatty, there's never anything technology. I mean, you are a technological expert. Oh, wait, is that trademark?
Trademark Vera Charles.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader, not in my jalopy. And do you want to know why I'm not in my jalopy? Well, let me tell you. Simply stated, it's because your voice letters are ruined. Apparently, no one can call without getting cut off. And here's the thing. It doesn't hang up on you. It just stops recording, so you don't know that it stopped recording. Ugh. So listen, I'm here, it's Friday, and I'm documenting all of this for your listeners. They're very concerned. It's Friday, May 27th. I'm here at home at the Vader family compound getting prepared for tropical cyclonic activity, because what else is happening Memorial Day weekend like a tropical cyclone? I'm getting packed, I'm getting the underpants washed, I'm getting the vodka in, well, mostly the bourbon, in the bag and the magic bands, because we're heading out for the good days this weekend. Very exciting, super exciting, in fact. And everyone is hopefully going to make it safe and sound and on time and not be affected by this tropical cyclonic activity, though I suppose I'm leaving earlier than most people. We're going to go down to the Orlando's and have a few days of peace and quiet and seeing some stuff before everyone gets there. And then we're having the Vodka Fest at the Trader Sam's Grotto, and it's going to be super exciting. Anyway, I think I had some other voice letters that hung up bitching about people complaining about everything, but you know, quite at the end of the day, they're miserable and have to live with themselves. So, all right, well, gotta run, and I'm gonna go run some errands and buy some new fat pants to fit me.
No, y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for getting out of your jalopy, because clearly, calling from anything other than your jalopy, it seems to work just lovely. It's just lovely the way it works. Big Fatty, well, yes, it does. And y'all, if you're gonna be down there in the greater Orlando area this coming weekend, you know, old Vader will be down there. Just send him a Twitty. And say, Vader, or call him in it. Big Fatty, don't call him in the jalopy. It'll hang up on him. Yes?
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I'm on my way home from the Target for the second day in a row. There was no Miss Shirley here. But I'm sure if she were here, she would be interested in making sure I said hello, or they or whatever. Anyway, I'm tired. I've gotten the worst haircut I've had in at least the last decade, and it's all jacked up, so I'm gonna have to run back by the haircutting tomorrow and be like, is she here? Because somebody needs to fix this, because it is all kinds of horrifying. I've gotten the 20 pounds of kitty cat food to last throughout the week, and I'm getting ready to go to the Vodka Fest. And by the Vodka Fest, I mean the Walt Disney World Resort, where we're going to be going out for a drink, because we're not hosting Vodka Fest. Which brings me to my point. Actually, I think I had another point, but I've lost it. But I'm sure a lot of people did not get invited to Boxer Fest because they haven't come in the past, so I just don't invite you if you stop coming.
Damn, that's a yell that, of course, is off. Big Fatty, it sounds like he got his mechanical fix in the jalopy. It does sound that way. Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, lovely to hear you in the jalopy, and I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you got a horrible, just a horrible haircut. But Vader, Big Fatty is getting his hairs cut. Big Fatty, you don't have any. Well, I'm getting what I got left cut, and then y'all, I'm going by to see Miss Kitty. Going by to see Miss Kitty after work at the coal mine, so she can take me down to a zero on Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you mean she's going to shave your head on the sides? That's exactly right, because, you know, if you're going to Fort Lauderdale, you don't need to have too much gray. You hear that, Granny? Big Fatty. The Vader is having technological problems on the little show. Big Fatty, what the hell was that? I don't know. Now, y'all, I just wanted to close out today's little show. First of all, I've got three more calls from old Vader. Y'all, those are from his... he's actually on his way to the Orlando, down to the Rat World. And we'll have them on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, everyone's traveling. It's true. But y'all, over the weekend, I have recommended. Y'all, I don't know what. I had some barbecue chicken for lunch, and y'all, I have been tooting it up like I was in the Flop Foes marching band, Big Fatty. Over the weekend, I had fallen behind on watching my Bates Motel. And y'all, I have recommended this. And y'all, it is the creepiest damn thing you've ever seen. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I caught up and watched the rest of the season. I know several others have put out little comments saying, "Oh, Bert Ruddy, have you seen the season finale yet?" And y'all, I hadn't until this weekend. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Just when you think it cannot get any stranger, it's so bizarre that if it jumps the shark, I don't think you'll know it. But y'all, it's just crazy. It's just crazy now. But y'all, it's still creepy. And it's still, y'all, if you're not watching the Bates Motel, go to the on demand and demand to see it. Y'all, when I got home, there was a little bag hanging on the door of the villa, and y'all, the mosquito control people have come by, and they've handed out a little bag with, y'all, it's got little puzzles in it, the mosquito word search, and tell mosquitoes to buzz off, and some of the facts you should know about mosquitoes. And y'all, there was a pen and a little chip clip. Oh, did I see Big Fatty? What do you need a chip clip for? Is it you're catching mosquitoes with? I don't know, but it's a chip clip. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all, today. Today the wanth. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's for right, because you're the last day of the coal mine. So anyway, but y'all, we'll have more about all that on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Stinkpot from over there at the Smellcast, and y'all, he's been dropping sassy through a hole in the floor or something. And Toppy, what did you think of Digga's new Gus Chad bumper for this month?
Tommy, I thought you were under an exclusive contract with Big Fatty.
Oh, he is, but we loan him out from time to time to sing Moon River.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.